Lynn Sprout, a pediatric nurse and manager at Carl Foundation Hospital for 15 years, claims she was harassed by Carl management and ultimately fired because she is a lesbian. She came out last fall while caring for her dying same-sex partner of 18 years. On May 23rd, Lynn filed a complaint of discrimination with the Urbana Human Relations Commission. She charges Carl Foundation Hospital with violating the city's human rights ordinance, which protects employees from discrimination based on sexual orientation and marital status. The city's policies are Lynn's only recourse, since employment discrimination based on sexual orientation is legal in the state of Illinois and the United States generally. According to Lynn, harassment began after she revealed to her supervisors that Linda Shervinsky, her domestic partner of 18 years, was dying. According to Lynn, she was met with a blank stare. 2 weeks later, she was offered a severance package and, in Lynn's account, was told, quote, "You can spend all the time you want with her," unquote. Lynn rejected the severance package and continued to work at Carl while her partner's condition worsened. Since Lynn and Linda were not legally able to marry, Lynn was not eligible for family medical leave under Carl's policies. Lynn's only way to care for her partner was to take vacation days off from work, which she did. 2 weeks after Lynn rejected Carl's severance offer, Linda was transferred to Barnes Hospital in St. Louis, and Lynn went with her. She called work to tell them she would be taking more vacation days off.
I was again told that she was not my family. Kids were there. They were adult children. They were the people who should be taking care of her. She was not my responsibility. I was asked on one day, why couldn't I just come back to work during the week, go back down on the weekends? I tried to explain to them that she was begging me not to let her die. The children were begging me to do something. You know, she made me promise I wouldn't let her suffer. She told me she was suffering. She kept telling me I needed to do things. We were desperately fighting with doctors to get them to find her liver. How could I tell her, well, I'm going to go home, go back to work, I'll be back on the weekend, and I'll see what I can do then. And they told me, well, on Thursday I would run out of vacation time, and I would be fired for abandonment of my job if I wasn't back. Linda died on Thursday. My staff found out that I was going to be fired, and they donated me hours so that I would have more vacation time. I called my director, and I begged him for 2 more days to get her home, make the arrangements, and put her to rest. They told me that I had enough for those 2 days because my staff had donated me hours, but they expected me back to work the day after. And I did.
According to Lynn, Carl management found problems with Lynn's job performance from the time she revealed her lesbianism, through her partner's death, and for several months afterwards, until she was ultimately fired. Other managers were accused of not following similar Carl policies, but only Lynn was fired, she claims. Later, she was told that she may be considered for rehire in 3 years, but would never again work in pediatrics at Carl. Carl has until June 22nd to respond to the discrimination case. In a written response to the press, Carl maintains that they have not and do not discriminate against employees based on their sexual orientation. Carl states that they are in compliance with federal family leave policies. The federal government does not require employers to extend leave to same-sex or unmarried couples. Friends and allies have begun a campaign in support of Lynn to demand that Carl abide by city anti-discrimination policies, restore Lynn as a pediatric nurse manager, and provide family medical leave to all their employees regardless of sexual orientation. They are asking community members to write letters supporting Lynn to Carl Foundation board members. The campaign's email address is equality@carl@yahoo.com.